Get ready. The Digital Dog Pound presents Binary Revolution Radio. Now launch the bits.
Digital stance, getting firewalled ho, cause I'm riding the net in my 6-4. I was a dick with my 56. Now with my cable, I'm able to get that stable. On the out, my name is Ace and I'm a Leo. On the digital highway, my name is Neo and I'm a hero. In a flash, I'll school you on burning Dreamcast. You need some ISOs? Let me through my hard drive rifle. Our exchange you could never stifle. In a digital hug, you just caught the love bug. I bootlegged your CD. The fight between Un and Jay-Z. You see, G, it's all gonna be free. Whether we take it by force or we take it nicely. You feel that rattle in your bones when I tell you we just hacked Dow Jones? And NASDAQ leaves you flat on your back? Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. This is dedicated to the hack. crackers and a crystal. Serial codes, source codes, ISOs, RAMs, zips, sits. Dedicated to the hackers and the crackers.
All right, and you are listening to Binary Revolution Radio, episode number 31, and the intros don't get any plainer than that. But it was safe. It's much better than the ones we just closed out on. And when I say we, of course, I refer to the one, the only, the original voice of Hacker Radio, none other than Dual Parallel himself. Nah, Bland is the current voice of Hacker Radio.
Very true.
You are the original voice of Hacker Radio.
Well, I'd have to say, I'm 100
episodes.
Yeah, damn near it.
How about the longest run? No, I can't say. I guess Emmanuel's got that one. All right, how about we just call you the Mac Pimp of Hacker Radio?
I'll take that. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, we call you other things behind your back, but that doesn't need to
that's
be mentioned.
That's fine, too. I'm used to that, actually. I'm used to it to my face. Now, since I'm on your show, we have to be, like, professional and all that stuff.
You mean my show? It's our show. Whoever, you're on with me. It's a 50-50 compromise. You know, it's a partnership, and if you can't handle the partnership part of this relationship, then I just want out right now.
You know, we have to work together. We have to communicate and work together for this to work out.
Tell me you love me.
That means a lot, though. That
tell
is
me you love me.
Nice. That's very nice. I will try my best. Hold on. Let me alt-tab here to go to G-Edit and read the show notes here.
Yes, show notes, a topic that you are so familiar with.
Every time I come on, I'm astounded by the amount of your show notes. I'm sorry I keep bringing it up. Let's get into the housekeeping.
Well, that is a very good idea. See how the show notes keep the flow going?
Thanks.
The housekeeping section, and we have a lot this time, a lot more feedback, a lot more email, which is great. I love hearing from people. It tells me whether we suck or we don't suck. What people want to hear, blah, 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 feedback on previous shows. And our very first one is a bit of feedback on the last episode with our good friend Rax, the Miggity Mac Daddy. And real name is withheld. We don't mention the real names, so we're going to call it anonymous. And he says, quote, I was listening to tonight's show, January 27th, 04, and heard something about organizing a hacker-type meeting in Phoenix. Excuse me if this has already been answered, for this was the first Binary Revolution show I've heard, but are you in Arizona? If so, let me know. I'm in Arizona doing pirate FM broadcasts and would love to get the word out about your show, perhaps use some content from it.
Brad, pirate FM. That's awesome.
How elite is that?
When he says hacker, when he or she says hacker type meeting, I'm assuming there that means con, not the 2600 meeting.
Let's mention both. Let's go ahead and if this person is interested in possibly attending any and all of this stuff, of course you do have regular monthly hacker meetings, 2600, DEF CON, whatever you guys, you know, it doesn't matter
there,
what
there
you call
2600
it.
2600 meetings. You can go to az2600.org. They've been organized. They've been around for years. Shout out to 9Volt and Slip and Rax for putting it all together. We meet at the northeast corner. This is verbatim off the site. I'm there now. Northeast corner of 24th Street and Calvac at the Borders. You go upstairs. We meet in the cafe. They're very cool there. We have great, great meetings. One's coming up this week.
I'm glad you put that on there. I did not put a reminder in here that meetings would be coming up this Friday.
That's right. That's right.
And you know what? I also didn't even mention on the start of the show that this is Tuesday, February 3rd, and the 2 Tons Plus 4, so originally aired, of course, and if you're hearing it after that, you're listening to a rerun.
Right.
But yeah, there is a thread in the forums, forums.binrev.com, some brainstorming ideas, get some information about said conference, and I don't know that they really want to refer to it as a conference. I think they were kind of saying that treating it more like a weekend hackers meeting or a weekend long 2600 meeting or something along those lines, if I understood correctly. Just a lot more organized, some presentation, stuff like that. So, it is a conference, but...
Can I give you a little insider info?
Oh, by all means.
And I hope they don't mind. I actually met with Flip and Rax this weekend. We had a little bit of a confab, if you know what I mean. And they were telling me, Slip specifically, that he would like to make this special. You know, you can pay, 1,000, if not thousands of dollars to go to, let's say, hacker schools, hacker camps, hacker workshops, right? Who knows what you're going to learn. If you would like to get the real junk, what they are envisioning is a hacker convention in Phoenix, right, in the PHX, that is full of how-tos, that is full of demonstrations where you sit down with your laptop and there will be workshops there. I think that would make it, you know, ultimately one of the most special cons there are, because you pay, what, $50 tops? And you get stuff that you can pay thousands for at one of these crappy, quote, hacker, you know, camps or whatever the hell they are. So I think that would make it very special. So I hope they don't mind me breaking that out, but...
Well, it's
insider info there for you.
Yeah, I guess you guys are still brainstorming it. Like you said, it's this in progress thing. I think that's a great idea myself, but realistically, that's going to take a lot of volunteers and a lot of people helping to make it really hands on and very immersive. And you know, it's going to be a lot of people to do a case by case or you know a one on one basis. So there's going to be a lot of The lucky thing is you guys have a lot of great active people.
That's a bit much, I think. We definitely have a strong community in Phoenix.
Absolutely.
I think it's good size, and it's an extremely strong community. I think we have the people to do it.
Right, and that's basically what I was saying, is it might not be one-on-one, but they're going to probably give you much better attention than you would get at some of the other things you mentioned, some of those classes, et cetera.
So, and these are people that do it.
Yeah, and so it's going to take a lot of people working, a lot of volunteers, but that's what I'm saying. I think you guys can do it. Of all the people, you guys are the ones that could do it.
Yeah, so better info for you.
Very, very cool. And again, there is a thread pinned in the general hacking forum, forums.benrev.com, that you can check for updates. Of course, the website that Duel just mentioned, lots of places. And we'll do everything we can here on the show and on the site to get the information out there. So, keep listening to the show and keep checking us out and keep checking out the other sites for more information. Now, on to another email from Error. Says, let's see, you know where this is coming from, I suppose. Last week, I needed to return... Oh, this is a little Project Walmart Freedom. What perfect timing this is.
Hit me.
This is a little Project Walmart... Well, it's a Walmart story.
I didn't read this part.
Okay, well, you're going to... This might make you mad, so here you go. I'll get you nice and steamed up for the show. Last week, I needed to return a game that looked decent but turned out to not work. Nothing at all worked on it. So I tried to take it back to Walmart, and they just looked at me like I was crazy. So I got my grandma to take it back. This game won't work on my grandson's computer. Oh, no problem. They didn't ask her a single question.
Interesting.
Single question. So, and last week with Rax, we kind of made the comment of, good luck taking something back to Walmart. They don't take games back. They don't take any open CDs or anything like that because they've gotten so stingy and so stringent and so nitpicky. They're not what Walmart originally was intended. They've turned into a bunch of greedy, well, you know what? I'll just turn you loose on it.
Okay, first of all, shrink wrap licensing pisses me off. Look at the things that can happen, and this is not just Walmart. This is a lot of places. There are actually some video game stores, right, specialty stores, they'll give you like 7 days. You can go, you can try it out, you can bring it back. Good, that's good, good for them. Give them your money. There are other places that, you want to buy a new game and all they have left is the display copy, right? They have the empty case up and they get the CD and they sell it to you. They sell it to you as new, and they sell it to you with the same shrink wrap licensing. I think that's so ass backwards, right?
Oh, I know, that really
is a bunch of crap.
That's not cool.
So I never buy those. If there's a game I want, I won't take that because that's just hypocrisy. Yep. So there's shrink wrap licensing, right? I think that's a crock. And finally, this doesn't surprise me. Walmart is not fair in the least. They'll absolutely discriminate against, you know, if this, I don't know what he looks like, but I can just assume he's a young kid. Maybe he's, you know, maybe, you know, he's not wearing a suit and a tie, right? So they're not going to just, you know, he's not a grandma either, unfortunately. So they're going to say, screw you, little kid. You got nothing. You got no power. You know, you're not going to go complain to anybody. But a grandma comes in, somebody who deserves respect in the society. No, sure, of course, sure. We'll take it back, whatever you say. So absolutely, they discriminate. They discriminate with their own freaking workers. Of course they don't care about us, you know, measly sheep coming in and buying their product straight from China.
Yeah, they don't don't respect us paying consumers.
They don't. We don't have... Oh, when we get to the personal hacking section, we'll talk more about it.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, well, there's the answer. If you got to return something, give it to your parents, your grandparents. Hell, give it to some old homeless guy in the street. Apparently, he'll get more respect than you will as a young person. I don't know if he's a... Frankly, I don't know how old he is. I'm sure he's not a kid, but even if you're a teenager or something like that, they're probably going to give you a much harder time than they would someone else.
Back one step further, don't shop at Walmart.
Well, that is a solution also.
And
in any game,
your parents don't shop there. Tell them about the evils of freaking Walmart. Tell them what they do.
Tell them to read Project Walmart Freedom, available at
if they want to get the telephone info on Walmart, sure. But there are many other resources. Maybe we can talk about those as well in the first line.
All right, well then, let's jump on. So that's all we have to say about that. Now, I got another email from someone that you're familiar with, LaShek.
Yeah.
LaShek, of course, hosted...
That's for the masses.
On Rant Radio. Now, he sent in an email a couple episodes back, episode 28, about the definition of the word hacker. And we kind of questioned, he didn't put a smile or anything, but it was pretty apparent that he was being sarcastic. But he did email me back confirming that, yes, he was being sarcastic. We figured that on the show. We assumed that. So he cleared that up. But he also went into a lot more detail about some other topics that we've discussed on past shows. Too much of it to read on the air, but it was a great letter, and I did read it start to finish on my own. I have read the whole thing. It's just a little much to read on the air. What I would like to do is print it completely in the next issue of Binary Revolution magazine, so please send me an email if you're listening. Confirm if you wouldn't mind us printing it. I guess that would be issue 2.2, because 2.1 is gone to print, or is gone to layout, so it's probably too late for that one. And as long as we're on that topic,
can we talk about LaShek one more second?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, if you've never listened to his show, it was on Ram Radio some time ago, Magic for the Masses, great show. I am remiss in that I don't have the archives, and I'm going to be searching for them now. I'm glad it's brought back up, but I used to listen to it, and it's a great show. I mean, absolutely unique, and absolutely what internet radio is for. So if you can track those down, do it. You will not be sorry. And just because it has magic, it doesn't mean it's a bunch of crap, because it's not. Very, very good radio. Thank you.
This has been brought to you by Rant Radio. Actually, no, seriously, the Rant Radio has a lot of good stuff. Seriously, Rant Radio plays a lot of different good shows, a good variety of shows. They really are. I've shouted them out on here many times before in the individual shows. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So this actually, mentioning printing this in the magazine, if he gives me permission, I'd like to. Anybody that wants to send feedback, we have an email address, radio@benrev.com, for the radio show. For general feedback, you want to send me something, follow up on something on the radio show, something like that, send it to radio@benrev.com. But we also have just plain old feedback@benrev.com. So if you want to send any kind of feedback, I really would like to see more feedback about the magazine, frankly. I want to know what people like about it, what they don't like about it. Feedback about specific articles that were in previous issues of the magazine. If you like the Hacking 101 series, write back and say, I'd like to see more of this. Or if it sucks, if you don't want to see any more, write in and tell me that too. Or, you know, what kind of articles would you like to see more of or less of? Perhaps you've gotten more information, done some research on a topic that we talked about. Maybe you went out and did some more research on Coinstar, something like that. You want to give us a little extra information that we can add in there. Obviously, if you have articles, you can submit to articles@benrev.com. If you have something that would make a full article itself. So, by all means, I want to have some direct correspondence relating to the magazine on what people like, what they don't like. I mean, it's possible, highly, extremely unlikely, of course, but it is possible that we could have accidentally, possibly, made a mistake. Yeah, I know, it doesn't sound real likely. Actually, it sounds very likely.
No way!
Yes, I know it's hard to believe, but see, the thing is, I blame Rax. If there's a mistake, it's probably Rax's fault. So
I like the pictures.
Everybody likes the pictures. Logan 5 does such incredible work that I can never stop. I could talk about that for hours and hours.
He's the shit, man.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Ugh. Well, anyway.
He deserves a party at freaking Chuck E. Cheese, man. He's so good.
He's going to be on an upcoming show. We're working it out right now. He's been a very busy man lately, so I've been emailing, and we're getting on the show as soon as humanly possible, so he will be back on soon. So anyway, letters@benrev.com, feedback@benrev.com, radio@benrev.com, blah, blah, blah. Send us feedback appropriate to the particular thing. I really would like to see more feedback on the magazine itself. Right now I pull from the forums, I pull from personal emails I get, I pull some of the radio miscellaneous from a lot of different places, and I'd like to have some more feedback on the articles themselves, because I still think we've got really good articles. I like reading the stuff that people submit. We get a lot of great stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay, and on to yet more feedback. We had a lot of good feedback lately. And this one is from, and forgive me, I'm not sure if it's Regicide or Regicide. Regicide, I guess I'm going with. Anyway, he or she says, I would just like to tell you the show is great. Thank you. I found it and have been listening to the past episodes, about 3 a day, so I'm almost done. Wow. I listen in the morning on my MP3 cell phone in place of the Howard Stern show that I used to listen to in the morning at work. Just thought you would like to know you stole a listener from someone that gets paid a whole lot of money to keep me listening. Also, I wanted to add that the new Winamp is great. That's how I found you. It has Rant Radio in the channels list. Anyway, keep doing the good work, and I will keep listening. Again, Regicide, thank you. 3 episodes a day? I don't even know if I could listen to 3 episodes of me a day.
Lucky. I wish I could.
I annoy myself. I don't think I could handle it. He's a machine, man. He is an absolute monster. This is my favorite email. It really is, because Howard Stern? Uh-oh.
Blair.
The pimp's phone be ringing.
Can I answer it?
You answer it. I'll go ahead and continue.
This is my favorite right here. You are on Binary Revolution Radio. Rad. He says rad.
Yeah, well, unfortunately.
Anything to listeners? We're totally, dude, RF Bannon show right now. Got a message for everybody? It's time to...
Feeding the dog, burying the bone.
Can I three-way in Bland?
I don't know. Can you?
Yeah, I can.
I suppose you can.
All right, Rad, hold on.
Bland's used to going without show notes on RFA.
Oh, yeah, this rocks. See, this is what radio's about, baby. Right here. Hold on a second.
We totally RFA'd the show is right. This is an impromptu three-way.
Hey.
Which doesn't sound nearly as cool as it should. An impromptu three-way?
A little.
Bland?
Bland.
Yes.
You are going to feed the dogs with Binary Revolution Radio.
I don't know what kind of code. Is that like dog in the bucket or something, like dog in the bathtub? I don't even know if it's going to pick Bland up, because we didn't do sound check, so I'm not sure if it's going to pick
That's
him
okay.
up. But
go ahead, go on. He'll listen then. So you had an email, one of your favorites.
Email, because, well, see, what he mentioned was he listens to Howard Stern. Now, Howard Stern is a multimillionaire, probably the most famous radio voice in the entire world, who I actually listen to on occasion.
You're lying.
I listen to my Nerdcore CD sometimes.
Cool.
But... yeah, this is really cool, because this is a multi-million-dollar guy, and we didn't steal anybody away. I just think it's cool that this guy would rather listen to an independent radio show than listen to this mass-produced... I don't even know how to put it into words. It's very... I'm honored to know that somebody would rather listen to... We're actually giving something that has... value to somebody, that they would rather listen to us than listen to somebody as huge as Howard Stern. And that, to me, is really cool, and it shows that, you know, it's not... There are people out there that would... they don't have to listen to the same crap every day. They don't have to listen to shock radio. They don't have to listen to all this other stuff. They'll listen and be educated, hopefully, and listen to something that they find interesting. And I think that's very cool and very admirable of you.
It is. It's amazing that you can actually consume something of substance. That's right. It actually exists. And we're just hopefully a small contributing part to that. So.
I hope. We try.
Yeah, hell yeah, we try. I hear dogs fighting in the background.
Y'all try?
Uh-oh. Well, not me and you, Bland, but I guess collectively, the community, we try. But RFA, no, please.
Well, that wraps up the mailbag portion of the show, but also while we're doing the housekeeping, I go out and I check my logs every once in a while, check my statistics page, et cetera, just see what's going on. And I thought I'd share some of the interesting stuff from this time. I got a top 10 list of where my hits come from binrev.com. Some of them are obvious. Number one is .net. Number two is .com. Number three is actually unknown. And number four is .edu, educational facilities, which is very cool.
By the way, the unknown is Zapper.
Yeah,
that's probably. This is interesting. The number five hit after those, I found strange. And actually, this is the first country, quote-unquote, this is the first country code to be on the list. Number five, most hits, comes from Poland.
Hell yeah. Dude, isn't Havoc for Poland?
Isn't that just cool that we have... Well,
dude,
we get a lot of country hits, but, I mean, man, that's a lot of hits.
There are some freaking lead polls, dude. I think Havoc is from Poland, right, Bland?
Yeah, dude. Like, everyone I've ever talked to from Poland, like, knew their stuff.
Hell yeah, dude. They know their shit, and, pardon me, they know their stuff. I've had Wi-Fi articles mirrored on Polish sites. Dude, straight up. They're the stuff, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that at Havoc, yeah, I've spoken to him, and I think he is from Poland.
Yep.
Number six is kind of scary. Number six is .gov. You know how much we love the government hits.
Nice.
They're always they're always up there, around 15 or so, but they jumped to number six this week, so we must have had something that interested
them. Number six this week, the .gov.
We must have had something that interested them. That's a good radio voice.
What's that, Blaine?
W is a big fan of the show.
Yeah, W listens to Binary Revolution Radio.
Well, we also get hits from .us, number seven on the list.
Next on the top 10 list.
That was number seven, climbing several spots to number seven, .us. Falling this week to number eight is .org. And no, Bland, that is not orgy. That is .org for a nonprofit organization. And let's see, number nine is .nl, which, of course, dual is...
The Netherlands.
You got it. And number 10, rounding out the top 10, our good friends from the north, up in Canada.
Canada.
Canada, eh?
That's all I know.
Canada likes hacking, eh?
Okay.
I also got a couple other interesting hits further down the list. Number 16, our good friends .mil, the military checking up. And I tell you what, I got a weird one. I thought it was weird. .nu. .nu was down on the list. Lots of countries, but which is a place called... I don't even know how to pronounce this. Do you know how to pronounce this, Duel?
No.
N-I-U-E. Niue?
Nui?
Nui?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's been around before.
But, hey, welcome to everybody, big and small, whatever your country is. Check it out.
Yeah.
Also, lots of W-gets. Increasing number of W-gets. So,
Bland probably wrote a script.
Yeah, right, and forgot to turn it off. Actually, I know one of those. I gave permission to somebody to do some testing for me on the site, so I know one of those coming from. I got a lot, this month there was I always get hits, of course, from like Googlebot and AltaVista and some of the web crawlers, some of the big search. I got a lot of other search engines this time. I follow up on them, make sure they're all legit, make sure they're all not something else. And they all seem valid. There were some search engines from other countries, which, as we said earlier, is very cool. Search engines that were just small ones, startups, stuff like that, that were just crawling the site, and that's cool. The more we get the word out, the happier, the more people we get, and the happier I am about it. So I think it's very cool. But...
this kind of pisses me off, because PowWeb used to resolve IP addresses, and they don't anymore.
Well,
now I just got a big, the Pike grab is just one big green blob unresolved, and it kind of pisses me off because I used to enjoy stuff just like this, but oh well.
Of course, you could also come to the dark side, but I'm not even going to bring that back up again. We won't go there, because you're sold on PowWeb.
You got a gig of space now, baby.
Yeah. And our final, you know, this is something that Rax and I will talk about this more because I know he gets into it, but we're going to talk about the Super Bowl a little bit. Now, you know, we have to add a third segment. Now, we usually go into our, you know, what we've been working on, blah, 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 hacking stories, and you're chomping at the bit for something.
So we can skip you and go to me?
Well, I'll make mine quick. I've been working on setting up the streaming media server. It's really close. It's almost working. I might actually be streaming this episode on it as a test. So that's it. That's all I have to say. And
that's rad. Yeah, tell everybody what we did for the Super Bowl, Bland. Bland and I spent time on the phone. And Bland, what did you do?
I installed Blackware.
How many times?
I'm on like number 3, I think.
How's it working now?
It works like a charm now.
Nice, very nice. Yeah, you had some weird problems. We both did, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I have no idea that if you're being picked up or not. I don't know if the listeners can hear you at all. So, Duel, I think you might have to.
Might not be able to hear you, Bland.
Yeah, you might have to translate here.
Okay, basically, correct me if I'm wrong, Bland, because I can still hear you. He installed Slackware, put on the new Flux 9.8, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it wouldn't let him customize menus. It wouldn't let him do anything to the menus. It just didn't recognize it at all, so. You tried it again in the third shot. It worked?
Yeah.
Good. Everything works. And at the same time, see, that's what we did for the Super Bowl. We did not watch it because we're not into basketball. So we spent time on the phone. Slackbox is doing some goofy things, too, actually. I think it's hardware. My integrated NIC on this $150 Taiwanese box took crap, so I got a freaking... Anyways, that's what happened to me. He got his work in. I'm thinking of putting in another NIC, and I'm thinking about FreeBSD plan.
Really?
Yeah, I think 521 came out or something like that. Anyway, so that's what we did for the Super Bowl.
Time
for personal hacking?
Is that your story?
No,
I'm sure. I'm gonna say I'm waiting for what do you got?
Okay, well first I'll give a little tech and I'll do it on this show. I won't save it for RFA. Little Bluetooth. I had a couple spare adapters. I sent one to Hack and Slash. He's gonna be working on a graphical version of Ghetto Tooth. Right, Ghetto Tooth TK, so props to Hack. And then I sent one to Bland because he's my dog. And he'll get to start sniffing Bluetooth as well. I also upgraded mine. I actually picked up a Class 1, right, which is 100 meter range, a Class 1 Bluetooth adapter, USB Bluetooth adapter by Linksys, a.k.a. Cisco. Not only is this a Class 1 device, again, 100 meter range, model number USB BT100. It has an external antenna. Yes, that's right. It's got a little stubby antenna on it. So, and it comes with a little extension cord. It's pretty short, but I've got longer ones, and you can buy longer ones. So, theoretically, I've yet to try this, and I'm planning to. Theoretically, this might actually mean that more driving for Bluetooth may be possible, may be feasible. I don't know for a fact yet. I live in a kind of a podunk town. Maybe if I go downtown, maybe I can pick up some stuff. But with the extension cord, with the Class 1 device, with the external antenna, sticking it out the window, you know, propping it outside the car, actually more driving for Bluetooth may be feasible. I will let everyone know. I'm going to be testing this out soon as soon as I get a spare moment. So
make sure you take the video camera with you.
That's a good idea. Maybe I will. So there's a little tech. And then the biggest thing, and shout to me right now, props to me. I read Culture Jam. I picked it up. I talked about it in the last RFA. I was just into it, and I read the whole thing. I mean, I devoured this book. Very few books I read so fast. It's so well written. It cleared up so much. I don't think it's an overstatement to say that it changed my life. It absolutely changed how I look at everything now, especially in this country and things that come from this country. Culture Jam is an absolute must read. It's cheap, it's paperback, it's $14. You'll get it used if you can.
Do you have it in front of you there?
I'm holding it in my hand.
Describe it for the listeners. What does the cover so they can find it? Who's written by?
It's by, and I'll probably butcher his name, Kale Lassen, founder of Adbusters and the Media Foundation. The book is called Culture Jam. His last name is L-A-S-N. Adbusters is also a great magazine, by the way, adbusters.org. Again, it's Culture Jam, How to Reverse America's Suicidal Consumer Binge and Why We Must. It describes everything, how corporations became basically people, how corporations came to life, and how they have more rights than citizens do right now, and how we must change that. And even where the phrase culture jam came from, I've had Negative Land CD, JamCon 84, for quite some time. And that's where culture jamming came from that CD and what Negative Land does. That's a very good CD, by the way. It will absolutely change the way you look at everything. And Meme has been on the show. She's talked about culture jamming. She's written a text file that gives you tons of culture jamming resources. It's on Old School Freak.
Not to mention the artwork.
Yeah. Oh, and all her artwork, which is jamming, which are the memes that she's creating and then are spreading. If I may, maybe I won't be so bold, but I hope that Project One More Freedom at least starts the meme, right? The anti-meme against Walmart and their low prices always and whatever crap they're spewing, and becomes the new cool, right? What people will think about every time somebody says Walmart, and that is that it's a bunch of crap. But they are not benefiting our nation. They're not benefiting the workers that barely get paid there, right? That's the whole point of that, to change it in that way. I've got some plans of my own, and I will try to document them as best I can. But I absolutely implore you, whoever is listening to this show, to get this book and read it. Absolutely. And I'm going to continue to read. I'm going to continue to work at it. At jamming, whether it be Walmart, whether it be the double A's, right, the MPA or RIA, but I can't stress enough how good that is, and I can't thank Meme enough for opening my eyes, because she literally did. That's what I've been doing.
That sounds very, very interesting.
Well, I appreciate it, because it is.
And what I will do, see here, ironically, I don't know if I can do this or should do this. Would it be we know you hate Walmart. Well, how do you feel about Amazon?
I don't know. Never used it. Dealt with it.
Oh.
No idea.
I was getting ready to offer that maybe in the show notes I'll put a link straight to the book at Amazon so people can go check it out.
Why not? If you can't get it at a used bookstore, if you can't check it out at your local library, I mean, or if you don't have to own it, then damn, what the hell? Then buy it on Amazon. That's fine.
And what I'll do, and the other thing that Amazon is good for is that you might just go and check it out and see if you like it, and then buy it locally. You know, you can go on there and research it, look at a couple sample pages, read some reviews on the book from others, and stuff like that. So you can use Amazon to do a little research, and then, like Duel said, go to a used bookstore, perhaps, and pick it up.
I tell you what, I believe, I've got a friend, right?
No, you don't.
She loves and cares for her books so much that she won't even bend the spine when she reads them. To me, no. That's not how a book should be used. It should be carried. It should be dog-eared. It should be loved. All of that wear, all of that love you put into the book, you know, all of those marks are signs of that love. I will make this offer right now. Right now. On Binary Revolution Radio, I will offer this book. I will send it around to all the hackers, all the freaks, anybody in the community who would like to read it. Bland, do you want to read this book?
Sure.
I will mail it to Bland. Bland said sure, by the way. I will mail it to Bland, and he will read it. And guess what? Somebody can post it on the boards, whatever. I'd like to read it. Send their address to Bland. And guess what? Hopefully, Bland will have the wherewithal to meet. If not, I'll make sure he does. Mail it to them, and they can read it. I will have this book go around the freaking North American continent, right? I'll have this thing go around Canada and the U.S. at least so many times that so many people will be educated. This one book that I hold in my hand right now, I make that offer right now.
Everyone write your handle on the inside front cover.
Dude, Brad. Awesome. Is North America a continent, by the way?
Last time
right now, I'm offering it right now. Bland, you'll be the first. I'll mail it to Bland and he'll get to read it. And then guess what? The next person wants to read it, you write in. Write the stank, write to RadioBinRev.com, say, hey, I want to read it next. We'll make sure it gets to you. And as long as you write your handle on the inside cover and send it off, this book's going to make the rounds, baby. We're going to educate, and we're going to give this book some love.
Culture jamming.
Hell yeah.
Well, that is a very, very generous offer. That is very tough to follow. But We are going to try.
I know you can.
We're going to go into some actual show topics. Let's see. How should I approach this? I'll tell you what I'm good at. I'm going to go through it as quickly as possible, but there are some service packs from Microsoft that are upcoming and have been announced, so I wanted to kind of touch on them a little bit. First one is Windows XP Service Pack 2 Beta. This was supposed to have been out in December of 2003, so I don't know if they ever did release it or not. I'm pretty sure it's at least out to early developers or something, but the XP Service Pack 2 Beta. The final version, the final Service Pack 2 Windows XP is supposed to come out in the middle of 2004, which would be this year. And even looking forward, now I don't know how if they're actually going to stick to these dates, these are early announcements, but SQL Server 2000 Service Pack 4. Well, why even bother? Why not just do SQL Server 2004? Why'd call it... Well, anyway, who am I to question the big M? That's supposed to come out the first half of 2004. SQL Server Reporting Services, December 2003, so that should have been recently released. I don't know. I've never... Have you either one of you guys ever used SQL Server?
No, I haven't, Glenn. Yeah. That was a big no for Clancer.
Yeah. I've never had any call or need, so I don't even know.
Wait, I'm
going to pass
it. I'm on my Red Hat box right now. Let me patch it real quick here.
Live on the air. And finally, Windows Server 2003 Service Pack 1, first half of 2004 as well.
Okay,
now,
I'm going to patch my Red Hat box. APP. Enter. It's patching. Wrote a little script. Actually, Bland wrote a little script for app for RPM. So it goes out and gets all my stuff up. We're updated. We're good.
You're good?
I'm good.
Are you good?
That's it.
Okay. Bland, how about that Slackware box?
I'm getting there.
He's doing it right now. Are you using SlapGet or Soiree?
I'm going to use SlapGet.
Bland is going to use SlapGet, which I've yet to use. So you saved that review for the next RFA.
Yeah, I'm just now getting the package. I'm just rebuilding this box right now.
Brad. He's rebuilding the box for everybody. Look forward to the next RFA. You're going to get a review of SlapGet. Okay.
All right.
So, oh, crap, the show notes.
What show notes?
Stank, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. We have a tendency to stray from the show notes. They're only a guideline.
That's very true. So, what is in Service Pack 2, Stank?
Oh, what a great segue back to the show notes, right?
Yes.
First of all, there's a lot. I cut and pasted this. That's why he's teasing me about the show notes being so long. I cut and pasted this stuff from the webpage. I will put the link up in the show notes so people can go there directly and read them all if they want more detail about them. But the quick version is they're adding basically four things. One is network protection, supposedly better protection against network-based attacks like Blaster, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're going to update the ICF, the Internet Connection Firewall, turning on higher levels of security as default, which is something they really should have done from day one. I don't know why they didn't, but that's a whole other thing. RPC service, they're addressing some of the problems with that. DCOM, lots of network changes and modifications reactively instead of proactively, but hey, take what you can get, I guess. The second thing is they're doing a lot of memory protections, meaning that they're going to protect, well, they're going to have protected areas of memory, I guess. Most commonly referred to buffer overruns. They're going to,
like, non-executable stacks.
Yeah, they're going to have, there's so many different ways and so many different approaches to this that, again, this is something that you can go read up the details of exactly how and what, and actually they're only going to release so many details, you know that.
Right.
But, yeah, basically they're going to have a little bit more memory protection, a lot more, but there's so many types that they're never going to get them all. So, again, they're reacting, fixing what's known and what's been released, but I'm sure people will find more, so, that's going to at least help, again, on a reactive standpoint. Number three is safer email. They're going to, well, they claim anyway. See, fundamentally, the nature of Outlook and the way it works is weak. But they claim they're going to add some new security technologies to stop viruses, the email spreading viruses, the macro viruses, et cetera, that, again, one part of that is changing the default settings so that they default at a higher security level, which, again, should have been there from day one.
Man, I'm switching.
Yeah, oh, it makes it worthwhile, right? Well,
who needs Firebird and Thunderbird?
And the fourth thing, which is pretty much impossible, is safer browsing, they're claiming. They're going to put new security features in IE and in that Explorer, that will add a lot more improved protection against malicious content on the web.
I think any would be good.
You didn't hear that, Blaine said, I think any would be good.
10 billion lines of code? You can secure one or two.
Yeah.
Secure a couple of those lines of code, please.
You know,
I think Blaine told me this before. You want to know how to browse securely? Don't use IE.
Well, then, there are, unfortunately, some people who don't have a choice. So, there are some people that they're a young person has to use their parents' computer. They don't have a choice. They're going to have to use whatever their parents give them access to. You go to a university where you're not allowed to install anything, or classroom environment or something like that. You don't have a choice. So, hopefully, that... I'm sorry?
And security's not up to you either.
Well, hopefully the sysadmins will be able to keep up with their standard desktops to update the security for their users.
Right. Well,
so it's better than...
Exactly what I'm saying.
But they might not have the option to install Firebird.
It would be cool. I was thinking about this.
What would be cool, Bland, speaking up while you say it?
Well, since you don't have to install Firebird on the Windows machine...
That's true.
You can put it on a CD, right, and make the default, like the cache directory. You can either use no cache or make it something that exists everywhere, like help or something like that.
And temp.
You can run it from a CD.
Can everybody write to temp in Windows?
It all depends on how the security settings are set up and what group settings they've been assigned to.
Interesting. Well, whatever it's defaulted in.
You can turn caching off.
There you go.
Well, the user might not be able to, once again. It all depends.
No. I mean, like, if you download Firebird and put it on a CD, and then, like, turn caching off before you burn it to the CD, then you take the CD with you.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
A freaking business card CD? That rocks.
Yep.
And turn off caching.
Business card, baby.
Turn off cookies, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
That'd be an interesting thing to test. That would be an interesting article. That would be a very interesting article to write right there. Hint, hint.
Yeah, I need a new T-shirt.
Oh, don't you have enough, staff writer?
Oh, man.
Bland is my dog, and the snake dog is my dog as well.
You are my dog, and Bland is my dog.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody's my dog. Oh, man. All right. Well, we are running short on time, so I am going to start wrapping it up. We will have Rax back on next week, and we're going to go through probably the majority of the show will be going through that 101 ways to save the Internet that we've been going on for the last few weeks. I'd like to try to wrap that up. We're only getting a few in each episode, so I'd like to spend an episode and try to get most of them, if not all of them, done. So that will probably be next week's show, again with Rax, we can work that out, and then shortly thereafter, probably Logan 5, so...
Can I say something real quick?
Sure, by all means.
There's a great read on Flashdot, and it's about the iLug, the Iraq Linux Users Group. They had an interview with a gentleman that's there now, I believe. A great read. Go read it if you can.
And you can send me that link, and I will put it in the show notes for people.
Will do.
And directly to that article, and we're time for the shout out, so why don't you lead us off?
Me?
You! What kind
of. Definitely me for opening my eyes.
Okay.
Bland, of course, you, Spank, Rags, the whole AZ2600 crew. You know what, I had an epiphany one day. One of many, I know. I was on IRC while I was working on PWF, that's right, Project Walmart Freedom. people had sent in numbers, payphone numbers, Watts lines. I'd added like five people to the contributors at the top of the article, at the top of that big, large, that huge text box. And I was overwhelmed. I was literally overwhelmed by the sense of community, by the amazing people that contribute to things like that, and not just PWS. I mean, that's just a small part of the community that just do amazing things every day. The posts on the boards, the codes, the articles, the pictures, everything. You know, and again, I was overwhelmed. So I let everybody on IRC know. I said, "Wow, I feel this is what I said. This is why I'm bringing this up." I typed this in IRC. I am proud to say that I am a part of this community. I had to let everyone know. And of course, they all said, "Where the hell did that come from? You know, weirdo." You know, so, but I told them. You know, I explained it to them. They said, "Yeah," and everybody said the same thing. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing what we're doing. So that's.
Well, I second that. I'm very proud.
Land your shouts.
Shouts to the authors of My Doom A and B.
Now you have to translate this. It's absolutely not picking up.
Lance said, "Shouts to the authors of My Doom A and B." It's much funnier when he says it. By the way, I'm sorry. Sorry, my line's bad. Plan.
Everything is.
Shouts to Walmart for giving me a reason to get up every morning.
Shouts to Walmart for giving him a reason to get up every morning.
Shouts to everybody.
This is Duel. You should be a relay operator.
I was gonna say that. Okay, you were saying, Blaine.
Shout out to everybody that really makes us the greatest community in the world.
Yeah, and shout out to everybody that makes us the greatest community in the world.
I love you guys.
No doubt.
Oh, and I second all of that, especially again to the Arizona crew, undertaking something that hopefully will turn out to be very, very cool. I know it's definitely in good hands, so definitely second that. On a more silly note, Terry Tate, office linebacker, is back in business. And yeah, I know you don't know who that is, but the listeners might check that out. TerryTate.com.
Ooh.
And yeah, never mind. You'll find out later. And to my other shout-out is for tonight's. It's actually a segue into tonight's closing music. It's a beatbox by FX, EFFEX. I'm going to put the link up again in the show notes as well. Go check this guy out. He's incredible. Incredible.
Drum and bass beatbox.
Yeah, this guy does some incredible. He's got 20 different sounds going on at the same time. It's amazing.
I'll come out of this pie hole.
Exactly. Thank you for that description. But listen. The guy's got skills. I don't know if you don't recognize it or whatever, but the dude's got talent.
Dude, I think your beatboxing shit was good, man.
Oh, please.
Guitar, I love it.
Yeah.
Has it been released?
No, and it never will.
Oh, no, you gotta release that.
Dude, don't even... Now you put me on the radio, and people know... No, that's never going...
It was good. It was really good.
It's never...
Was it not good?
It was awesome.
Never going to see the light of day.
Says the Bland.
I dropped a couple beats for Bland, and I hope those don't ever see the light of day. But if they do...
Mix them up, Blendle.
Yeah, right. Anyway, shouts to the guy doing our closing music. I'll put that... And there's a video on the site. I'm going to play the audio. I don't know if it'll do it justice. But you kind of have to see him to realize that this is real, and it is coming out of his mouth, and these are the noise he's making. So... go check out the video and download it and watch it. And email us back. We said it earlier. I'll say it again. radio@benrev.com. And Duel, thank you for being on the show. Bland, no one can hear you, but they can hear me thanking you for being on the show as well.
Excellent.
And we will close it out. I'll let you guys close out the show. Can you handle the closing phrase? Can you handle the power of closing out the show?
Absolutely.
I'm sure you can. That way, they're not going to be able to hear Bland though.
I'll translate.
Okay.
Number one, engage.
See you same hack time.
Same hack channel, Bland says.
Same hack channel.
Peace out.
Bye.
Let me hear you say, I'm alright. Let me hear you say, I'm alright. Let me hear you say, I'm all right. Let me hear you say,
Your mother, nope.